Petersburg's new library is estimated to cost about $6.8 million. The city has over $4.5 million in grant money, donations, and property in hand, including a $3.4 million grant from the state. The city's applying for another $1 million in grant money, and as library board member John Wright told the city council Monday, project supporters hope to raise the rest of the money through a bond issue on the fall ballot.
Our goal is to ask for a bond of up to $1.5 million this October, and that will put us over the top and allow us to start to finalize the funding and get the library done. There's a sense of urgency because kind of one of the major bits of funding that we have in place from the state of Alaska has it's got a time limit. And so we want to make sure that we do not lose out on that opportunity for the $3.4 million from the state.
That grant expires in 2014, according to Wright, who said his understanding was that the building would have to be done by that deadline. Councillor Nancy Strand asked whether the board had considered a smaller library that could be built with funds the city already has, along with the $2.5 million grants in the works. According to Wright, those grants from the Rasmussen Foundation and the National Endowment for the Humanities were contingent on a show of municipal support for the project.
So if they didn't feel that there was sufficient support from the community, potentially in the form of, support in a bond issue, we would not be eligible for those grants. So theoretically, a $1 million bond issue could net us a total of $2 million in funds.
The grants will be decided this summer, and the vote is not until next fall. However, librarian Tara Alcock said the city's intent to put the measure on the fall ballot would be enough to show municipal support. As far as the size of the building, Wright emphasized that the collection space was relatively small, but there needs to be more room for library users.
The collection space, there's not going to be that much additional room for a collection space. Think about a 20% increase. But the facility is going to be three times bigger, and that's to go towards room for people.
Wright didn't ask the council to take any action Monday. He said the board hoped to get council approval for construction documents and a bond issue later this spring. Meanwhile, in his regular report Monday, City Manager Scott Hahn had some bad news about next year's operating budget, which is now under development.
We thought we had a comfortable situation in presenting a budget for you this week and start to talk about it, but the health insurance appears to be going up by 50% to the city, 50% increase, and it'll hit certain people harder than others. There's a cost to the city for our share of it, and there's a cost to the employee for their share of it.
According to Hahn, the city had only been expecting a 15% increase in insurance costs. He estimated a 50% hike could cost the city's general fund at least another $100,000. Hahn told the council he had just learned about the increase and would be meeting with staff to come up with more details and options to present to the finance committee. One solution Councillor John Haverlick said he did not want to see was an increase in the property tax mill rate.
So I would hope when you guys go through the budget that you look at cuts wherever you can so we don't have to increase the mill rate. I think all economies are never good for increasing mill rate, but I think this one's especially bad.
I understand. I think you've mentioned that to me before. Yeah. Again, with the Finance Committee, I think they're going to be instrumental in helping us decide that point.
According to Hahn, the city's Finance Committee already recommended a small increase in the mill rate to help cover the construction debt for Mountain View Manor Assisted Living. However, Hahn expected the committee would have more discussion on that idea. Voters approved a $3.5 million bond measure for the facility in 2003, but have never been charged for it. Instead, the city's general fund has covered the $200,000 debt each year. And with little discussion this week, the five councillors present unanimously passed a resolution urging the congressional delegation to assure the federal roadless rule does not hinder or prohibit development of new hydroelectric power plants and power lines in Southeast. The measure was revised from an earlier version that had opposed implementation of the National Conservation Law altogether because of concerns over power projects. And Petersburg's Mayor Al Dwyer and Mayor Pro Tem Mark Jensen were both out of town this week. The remaining councilors elected Dan Hickman to serve as Mayor Pro Tem for the short meeting, which was over by about 7:30. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.